might have struck out a dozen. His teammates have all the hits in the game. The score is 2-0 Houston. Now the hitter is Will Clark. He's 0 for 3. Swing and a bouncer. This should be it. Davis runs to the bag.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
2-0 pitch. Swinging. There it is. Here comes Ausmus. The score is tied. Bidge wants to make it a double, and he's going to be out. He didn't get the trademark, but he did get 3,000 hits. History at Minute Maid Park in downtown Houston. We have the newest member of the 3,000 hit club.
Those vivid word pictures, imagination made radio, a wonderful companion. 55 years ago next week, as an 18-year-old seaman in the Navy on Guam in the Armed Forces Radio Service, my career got underway. Came home to the University of Iowa, first full-time job in the Quad Cities, doing hundreds of ball games, baseball, basketball, football, and boxing. Used to be a joke in the Quad Cities, if they throw a ball in the air and blow a whistle, Milo will be there to describe it. And a big assist to the fans of the blind. I never forgot those great fan letters to make me know how to make them see the games on their radio. Had a chance to thank them a couple of years ago when I spoke to their national convention. Imagination. Painting word pictures with enthusiasm. And next spring, when the Astros play again, nothing will change from me. I'll be making those word pictures with enthusiasm. And so the kid from Fairfield, Iowa, with the big imagination, lucky enough to spend a lifetime in radio and still counting, tonight becoming a member of America's only Radio Hall of Fame. How big is it? Holy Toledo, what a night!
The Astro fans who couldn't celebrate at home Monday night, I hope you're gathered at your favorite watering hole or at home. Runner going, fielder's indifference, fly ball right field, Jason Lane there, Astros are going to the 05 World Series. Oh man, unbelievable, they're going to celebrate, you bet they are.
I think with great thoughts today of my mother and father, who would have been most proud here today, for their sacrifices, their support, and their encouragement. And how you baseball wives will appreciate this. My wife Arlene, of over 40 years, who raised the two children, I see Nancy nodding, she knows what it means, and to have raised those children and how proud we are of them. She knows that I love her very much. She's the greatest friend and the greatest fan I have. And I'm glad she's here today. And to my son, Mark, here with Katie Bishop. Mark is a devoted son, but most of all, at the age of 37, when he doesn't like to hear me talk about my boy, he's not only my boy, he is my pal. And to our daughter, Pat, who is not with us today, but I hope as she watches on television later today, she'll know how much we've missed her today, how much we love her, and she'll know now more than ever how much this day meant to me. To be included in the Ford Frick Award list of Bob Elson, Jack Brickhouse, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vince Scully, Ernie Harwell, Jack Buck, and many others. My one hope today is that in 5, 10, 15, 20 years, that the man who stands in my spot today will be as proud to have his name with Milo Hamilton on the scroll in the Hall of Fame as I am to be with the gentleman I've just mentioned. I'll take this award with me and wear the banner proudly. I thank baseball, I thank my family, I thank the Hall of Famers who came today. Larry Durker says that I'm the only man that could make holy into a five-syllable word when I say Holy Toledo after a great play or a home run. I'd have to use Oral Hershiser's scoreless innings to put the O's in holy today. Just know that's how big the day is for me. Thank you all for coming. And may God bless all of you.
Burke is the batter. Ensberg is on deck. And the pitch. swinging, lining it to left. It's gone! It's gone! It's gone!
Chris Burke!
Holy Toledo! What a way to finish!
The Houston Astros Radio Network.
Astros with a 2-0 lead in Seattle, bottom of the second. Gonzalez holding on Seager, who runs pretty well. 3 steals and 4 attempts on the year. This is a Mariners team that doesn't run a ton. 0-2. Curveball in the dirt. Seager takes off for second. Throw down by Castro, and Seager is out. Tried to go on Castro on the ball that didn't bounce far from him, and Seager is a dead duck to end the inning.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, second game of this 3-game series with the Mariners, and a great win last night. Jason Castro is the guest today. You're a big part of it. Second inning, gunning down Kyle Seager at second base, kept McHugh in his rhythm. Big win for you guys yesterday.
Yeah, Matt came out and did a great job. He always seems to pitch well here. This is where he made his debut for the Astros.
Yeah.
I remember like it was yesterday. He's done a great job for us, and last night kind of just embodied, you know, what he's capable of doing. The bats probably came to life for most of the game, actually. I mean, we put together some good innings and had some good things going on. So it was just a good overall win last night.
You guys hadn't seen Felix since last year, but you guys knocked him out in the first in that game last year. Another good game plan yesterday. You guys executed some real good ABs.
Yeah, he's he's going to try to live with getting you to chase stuff, mm-hmm. and I thought we did a really good job yesterday of not falling into that and trying to take advantage of stuff out over the plate.
Yep.
We got in some good counts and had some good at-bats where, you know, we kind of forced him into the zone and took advantage of it.
How difficult is it as a catcher to navigate through the middle of this Mariners lineup? You got three guys that are closing in on 30 homers apiece. It's tough right through the middle.
Yeah, it's tough. They have a really solid lineup. They have some guys who are capable of doing damage at any time and are tough outs. They're not guys that are, you know, feast or famine type guys. So they have high batting averages, high on base percentages. So those are the guys that when they're tough outs and they have the power threat, it's tough to navigate. You definitely have to be careful. But Mac was on top of his game last night, and the bullpen came in and did a nice job as well.
Talking with Jason Castro, change gears for a minute, Jason. Stanford, big game today against USC. Best player in the country, McCaffrey. I mean, he's unbelievable.
He's fun to watch, that's for sure, definitely. I watched whenever I could last year, and hopefully Stanford can kind of get over the hump and have a Heisman winner.
Mm-hmm.
They've been close the last few years with Toby Gerhardt and Andrew Luck, and I think if McCaffrey just continues to build on what he did last year, I think he should be in there.
Sporting News came out with a list today, best baseball movies of all time. They listed Field of Dreams, number one, Major League, number two, and I believe Bull Durham, number three. You got a sleeper in there?
Oh, a sleeper? I'm a big Major League fan, so that's what I was going to say.
What about Sandlot? You seem like you're right Sandlot, in that Sandlot.
Yeah,
era.
Sandlot and Rookie of the Year, Little Big League.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those were great. Those were, you know, growing up, and, you know, when those movies came out, I watched those movies all the time. So have a soft spot for some of those. But, always was a big Major League fan, too.
Last thing, Jason, the last 2 years, you guys are playing meaningful games in the month of September. This is a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. This is what you play for, is to, put in work all year so that you put yourself in a spot to compete for a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. So we got our work cut out for us. There's a bunch of teams in the mix right now, but I think if we just continue playing our type of baseball, hopefully that should be enough.
There you go. That's Jason Castro. Thanks for catching up. Keep it going.
All right, thank you.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this day in 1993, Pete Harnisch flirted with immortality in the Astrodome. He was just an official scorer's decision from pitching a no-hitter. In the top of the sixth, with one out in a scoreless game, Padres center fielder Jarvis Brown bunted toward third. Harnisch pounced on it and made an off-balance throw to first. First baseman Chris Donalds bobbled the throw, and it was ruled a hit. The Padres first and last. In the bottom of the seventh, Donalds doubled with the bases loaded to give the Astros a 3-0 1-0 lead. So Donalds was both the hero and the goat, but Harnish was really the star. He allowed only that one bunt hit while walking one and striking out seven to run his record to 15-8.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Tony DeFrancisco, the manager of the AAA Fresno Grizzlies, Astros' top affiliate, and had a very good year down at Fresno. But it's gotten to the point now, the expectations so high, you know, won the national title for AAA last year, didn't get to the playoffs this year, still had a pretty good year, though.
We did, yeah. It was kind of disappointing. At one point, we were 13 or 14 games over 500, making a run, and then you know, a lot of injuries up here at the major leagues affects our team, and it was good to see a bunch of these guys come up here, and yesterday Tony Kemp get a big hit, Teoscar pinch hit, so it's a lot of Grizzlies out here right now, and hopefully they can impact some of the games for him, help him out.
Now, you mentioned Tony Kemp, and I know AJ has talked about him as just being pesky, you know, a guy up there who's going to have a good at-bat, is going to do whatever he can to try and get on base. It's always good to have a guy like that on your side.
No doubt, a guy at the top of the order for me. He can lead off, steal a bag, learn a few different positions for me, played some second base and outfield. So, you know, the more versatility now at this level, it can help AJ make some decisions. And like I said, big pinch hit yesterday, give it quality at-bat, and, you know, hopefully he can get another game in here to give himself another opportunity.
You mentioned being able to play a few different positions, and you need guys like that, not just at the major leagues, but at AAA as well, sometimes even more so at AAA because of all the roster movement, and you don't have as many players at your disposal generally, so it's valuable to have a guy like a Tony Kemp, and you had a few guys like that who could play all over.
We did. We had quite a few guys that moved all over the infield. You know, I don't remember, Matt Duffy played about 10, 11 games at shortstop, had Kyle Moran at short. You know, just with the injuries and the amount of guys going up and down, guys learning different positions. You know, when Alex came down, he started at short. We got him some work at third base, and we put him in the outfield to prepare him for when his time up here. Gurriel, same way, played some third base, some outfield for us. So, like I said, the more versatility, the more options we have, and can help these guys get to the major leagues. You know, up here with Carlos and Altuve controlling the middle of the diamond, and George and Wright, you got to have some versatility out here. And I think that's what helps guys like Marwin Gonzalez and some young players that come up to the major leagues.
You mentioned Alex Bregman, and he only had him for, I believe it was 18 games at AAA, but it seemed like he made his presence felt right away. Was there a point where you saw him and you thought, all right, this is a guy who's ready to help the big league club?
Oh, absolutely. After, you know, the first week he came up there on a tear and was driving balls out of ballparks, driving balls to right center, definitely ready to come up here. I think the switch of position, you know, had something to do mentally, you know, trying to learn third base down there as quick as he can, putting him in the outfield for two or three games, learning that position. Maybe kind of took a little toll toward the end of his time with me, and then maybe affected him when he was up here, the pressure of playing at the major leagues. But once he got his feet wet, you can see what he can do. Definitely an impact player. So we're really thrilled to have him. Hopefully, you know, he'll be here for a long time.
Brady Rogers, Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Year, and you had him at AAA last year. Didn't have quite the same numbers he did this year. What were the changes you saw in Brady Rogers from last year to this year?
Well, no doubt confidence, number one. His pitch execution, I think, was outstanding down there. He came up with a few pitches against lefties, had overhand breaking ball, backdoor cutter. You know, he down there he can pinpoint his fastball and command it in and out. Again, coming up to the major leagues, it's very hard to impact the game. Same way with Joe Musgrove and Brady. There are opportunities, you know, you're under a microscope, and I think once he settles down, he's going to be a pretty nice major league pitcher for us.
And you mentioned Joe Musgrove. You know, he's been able to get a chance to start here at the big league level. What did you see from Joe when you had him down at AAA? Certainly a guy who throws a lot of strikes.
Absolutely. He was a strike thrower, you know, competed, prepared at the ballpark early, trying to get his body in shape and taking care of himself every day. One of the best fielders that I had in a long time. But makeup is there. Now it's just about getting your feet wet, understanding that, you know, you got to execute pitches when you're headed to count. You got to have a put-away pitch to get a swing and miss. And that's what I'm noticing just the first couple games here with these guys, man. They got some good off-speed and power pitches to get some strikeouts. And that's hopefully Joe can continue to do that and, you know, build from his success here.
Tony DeFrancisco, manager of the Astros AAA affiliate, the Fresno Grizzlies. Good to see you, and continued success.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luhnow here in the heat of Hot Stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline this fall.
After going through spring training, going through the season, the bond we formed as a team, as a unit, there were tears in the locker room after that game.
Visit Astros.com/radio for showtimes and broadcast info.
Hey, Astros fans, it's time for Astroline.
Astroline this fall, exclusively on the Houston Astros Radio Network.